Summer is almost here. Don't you want to go to the beach with thicker, gorgeous, beautiful locks? And everyone goes, hey, I love your hair. And you go, Nutrafol, baby. You know, something along that lines. Well, take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering my listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and you enter the promo code TSFS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. I recommend it. I've been taking Nutrafol for years. It's how I got my hair back thicker and not falling out in chunks after I had KJ. Now it's your turn. Nutrafol has been on with me for years, and that's because you all continue to buy, and it really works. I love it. Now it's your turn to love it too. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. That's Nutrafol.com with the promo code TSFS. Via Hemp, let's talk about it. Via Hemp offers THC and non-THC craft cannabis experiences. Now, I love a non-THC option when it comes to your overall wellness. I'm talking sleep aid, maybe anxiety if you have that. Well, that's where Via comes into play. And did you know even a non-THC option, if you're doing fertility or IVF, can be helpful? Look into that. Well, Via is incredible. You got to be 21 plus. You can get 15% off with my exclusive code TSFS when you go to ViaHemp, ViaHemp.com. They have all kinds of lifestyle products. And like I said, the best part is with the THC or without, so you don't have the buzzy. Don't you love my cannabis lingo? I mean, the buzzy. Anyway, you know, I'm unique. What can I say? Look, order now. You're going to love Via Hemp. Use the code TSFS to receive 15% off and a one-time free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use the code TSFS at checkout. Support the show. Tell them I sent you and enhance your everyday life with Via Hemp.
This episode is brought to you by Snapple. Want to know another Snapple fact? The first hot air balloon passengers were a sheep, a duck, and a rooster. Ridiculous. Check out Snapple.com to find ridiculously flavored Snapple near you.
Okay, you all know him. I mean, unbelievable producer. Started back in the day with Real Housewives of Atlanta. But I'm sorry, now he is the king of his own franchises. Love and Marriage, the entire franchises, developed, created. You have the top podcast. I was just saying, actually, I wasn't telling you this off mic. I love your podcast. When I tune
Thank
in,
you.
I'm telling you, I love the sound effects.
We're a little crazy, a little animated, yes.
He goes along on his podcast and all you hear like, dun, dun, dun. I freaking... Your show makes me smile every time I tune in.
Thank you, Steph. It means a lot to me. Thank you, babe.
And can I tell you the best part about you, and I think this is such a skill. You talk shit about people, but there's something... I think it's because...
Sarah! Do I?
The read you had on Crystal Minkoff. Oh my God. But no, do you know why you are such a gem? There's something about you, and I think it's because I follow you and I know your Christian heart, but the way you like talk shit, but I'm like, you know what? If she called him and she needed him, he would help. Like you, it comes through.
For sure.
It comes through in your show.
Thank you. No, my podcast, Reality with the King, has been such a gift, Sarah, to connect with the audience. And obviously, we met courtesy of just both having a podcast and our love for reality television. It's just been fun. But you're right. I'm not mean-spirited. Listen, what we do is fun. And reality TV should not be taken so seriously. So when I talk shit, as Sarah puts it, you know, for me, I want people at least for like 40 minutes to an hour, get the fun out of these reality stars, the episodes. So So I appreciate that. I want the girls to know that I love them all. And I love you, Sutton. I really do.
No, I think it comes across in your show. And I wondered if that was deliberate. Like, you are a person now following you and knowing you for a year. I feel like you're a person that does everything with intention. And every time you record a podcast, do you have something in mind that you want people to get out of it? Do you have like a mantra or something going into it? Or you just, that's just who you are?
Oh, I wish I was that bright to like have a, like an intention. No, listen, I'm always aware of what I'm going to talk about, obviously. But Sarah, and I'm pretty sure you like this too, I just wing it. I wing it because I never want to come across rehearsed. Because I feel like my audience would be like, you sound like a fucking robot. Like, I'm not the Meg doll that is Ashley Darby, right? Like, I'm a human being. So I want to make sure that I myself and everything, Sarah, that you hear, I do not rehearse. I don't have an idea what's about to come out of my mouth. I just say it. And then I do this. If I know it's a little shady, because you're like the 17th person who said to me, girl, the way you read out Crystal from Beverly Hills Housewives, I'm like, wait, I thought it was being funny. So if I know that I may be a little snarky, I always make sure to like laugh so that they can know, like, guys, I'm being silly shady. So yeah.
No, you're shady boots like I am. And I loved that read. I felt the same about everything. And I love that you said it. I'm sorry. I do. I never got her. I don't know. I never got it. I never got her. She thrived for, what was she on, 3 seasons? I can't even believe she survived 3.
Girl, she wouldn't have survived 3 days with me. Like, it's one of those things where I instantly knew, listen, beautiful woman.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Beautiful woman, great mom. Like, come on, like a great mother, a great wife, like loves her husband. But in order to be a part of that organization of Beverly Hills Housewives, where all of them live in Encino, which is another joke, I never thought she fit the bill. And I was shocked that she survived as long as she did. But hey, kudos to her.
Me too. All right, we got to get into these franchises. We have a lot to dissect. There is a lot stirring in the Bravo world. So first of all, I want to start with Real Housewives of Potomac, because the last time you were here on my show, I think it was probably about 8 months ago, you had made this very vivid prediction. And you said if you were producing RHOP, you would have flown to Maryland with Robin and Juan, and you would have sat them down in that sofa out there in Prince George's County, and you would have said, Robin, Robin, you better give it to us, girl, or this is it.
Yeah.
Now, I believe that's what Bravo did, but Robin did not serve. Okay. Robin and Juan.
No.
And Juan, in fact, said, to hell with you all. I'm not even showing up. I'm not even participating. And I am not going to that reunion. So, what do you now, Mr. King, you have such a great crystal ball. What do you think? Where did it go wrong, Mr. King?
Oh, honey, where do I start? So look, you're absolutely right in the sense of, I did say to you, like, look, I will fly down to Maryland, Prince George County, Georgetown, where Juan's girlfriend allegedly, who looks like Karen Huger allegedly lives, right? I will sit down and say, look, this is your make or break season, because the slap in the face to give your podcast / paywall the tea about what was going on in your real life and not the show where you make almost 7 figures, right? You must give something to this show. And I think they tried, but it was an epic fail because, look, I just said to you 5 minutes ago, I don't rehearse my podcast reads. I have no idea what I'm about to say when the microphone turns on, right? When I was watching Robin and Juan's scenes, I'm like, this feels so rehearsed. Like they both conspired with each other and said, we're going to say this, we're going to say that. And it never felt super authentic to me. So as I was watching it, I'm like, this doesn't feel real enough. It feels rehearsed. Then you get to the reunion. Knowing that this was your wife's main storyline due to the revelation that she shared on her podcast, I would have shown up for my wife to secure the bag, to make sure that me and my sons have the breadwinner continuing winning the bread. So the fact that he did not show up was a slap in the face to Robin and production. And in my opinion, they had no choice but to say, you two have to go. You don't take this show seriously. Let's move on.
I know you just did an episode with RHOP predictions, which I haven't had a chance to listen to, but you kind of predicted that. Does it feel a little right? Like, does it feel good when you make a prediction and it comes true? Like, are you like, oh, look. The Bravo whisperer?
Well, you know, it feels good when I'm right, you know, because it kind of submits that, hey, guys, I kind of know what I'm talking about. So it does feel good. But it never feels good when someone loses their job. So I'm never celebrating when someone loses their job. But my podcast also, Sarah, is an opportunity for these women to get some unsolicited advice from somebody who's in the business and from someone who's done years of The Real Housewives. So if I was a reality star, and let's say I just wasn't a Carlos King fan, I would say I would at least listen to what he's saying because he has insider info that we're not privy to.
What did you think of her podcast where she, you know, she came out, she said she was fired, and I did hear you give her props for that. But yes. Do you feel like that she was a little surprised that she was fired? Or do you, yeah, right? Okay, thank you. Right when I heard that, I thought, wait a minute. Are you? You seem shocked.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, she's an OG. She's an OG. She's been on the show since day one, and I think they just wrapped season 8. So for 8 seasons. Mm. And listen, let's be real here. Robin, in my Kim Kardashian voice, is the least exciting to look at in terms of the show.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
well, the cheating thing was like the best thing that happened to her. I mean, I would have taken that and run and put Juan in the dog. I would have been like, Juan, nothing. We're going all in. You're going to be in the doghouse for a couple seasons and we're going to go and some retreat. We're going to resurrect our love. But honey, I am leaning in. You've saved us. But they didn't see it like that at all.
No, excuse me. She did not see it that way. And that sort of is the reason why we weren't surprised as the audience, but she definitely was surprised because she kept getting rewarded for being mediocre and not as a human being, okay, as a reality star. Robin Dixon is not the most exciting person to watch, right? So if you're constantly getting renewed, of course, Sarah, you're like, I get renewed for doing nothing. If you guys what you wanted me and want to talk, we talked. I'm good. So she was 100% shocked.
I know. I was taken aback by that. Also, you brought this up on your show. I thought it was interesting. I wanted to follow up. You know, Crystal came on and said, well, I'm not coming back. And, you know, Dorinda, I've never been fired. And you gave Robin credit for coming on and going, you know what? I got fired. I'm done. And, you know, Crystal's fired. Why do you think it's so hard for so many of these women to say those words, I'm fired?
It's the ego. It's the simplest answer. It's the ego. It's the confirmation that I was not wanted. It's the confirmation of I did not do a stellar job. And then it's the embarrassment, right? Social media is not the most kindest place, correct?
Correct.
So you know, there's tons of memes and jokes that can occur when a housewife gets fired and she has to let the world know that she no longer is going to be on the show. I do think, though, we're in a point in the social media world, at least, where if a housewife is not coming back, I think we all kind of know 99.9% of the time they weren't asked back. So you can say I left on my own accord, like Crystal, for example. Do you not believe for a second that Crystal would leave this juggernaut of a show where she too got rewarded for being a mediocre housewife?
Never in a million years. And I mean, I wouldn't either. If I were a mediocre cast member, I would like ride it for as long as I could. I mean, you know, but I'm with you. I thought it was great of Robin to be transparent, you know, and
yeah,
to say the
but
truth.
But not to cut you off, Sarah. That's the Robin that we wanted to show up in the season. Have be honest about your relationship. I would love for her to say, look, I love this man. He's my person. We have a pact. And if he is cheating on me, unless I see evidence, I am going to stick beside him. And I think all of us would have been like, okay, girl, whatever floats your boat. But I think it was the constant, well, you know, is it? It was like, girl, he went to the laundromat, and nail salon, and the hotel. Like, save it.
I know. Save it. Okay, yeah, blow your nose. I know Carlos is, like, dealing with a cold.
I'm going to step away from the mic, guy. If I sound nasally, my sinus is acting up, but Sarah is my sister. So I said, fuck the sinus, honey. Sarah gets first bill.
Pause for the blow. I don't even mind. Nobody minds. You do what you
gotta
do.
Pause for the blow.
Pause for the blow. We wish it was a different type of blow we were doing here on a... Just kidding. Ooh, that'd be fun.
My girl.
Down in Atlanta. Well, while you're blowing your nose, here was... So this is like hot off the presses. And I'm curious if you think the rumor is true. So we've been hearing the rumblings. You know, Jasmine Brand reported it first. NECA's supposedly gone. And then Karina, who was the friend that appeared on the third part of RHOP, has apparently been hired, and RHOP is like a month away from starting to film next season. Discuss. What do you think?
Where should I begin? NECA had a horrible first season. I like NECA.
Do you hear that? That is the sound of the brand new and delicious You Natural Conception for Her in their juicy strawberry gummy flavor. Oh my, this is now my favorite thing to take. It's a fertility aid. If you haven't heard about them, they are unbelievable with thousands of five-star reviews on Amazon. Go and read them for yourself. And they're famous for their Conception for Her and Conception for Him formula, which Schman, my hubby, has been taking for over a month because it takes two to tango. Conception for Her fertility aid is well-researched, baby. They have ingredients like ashwagandha, zinc, magnesium that can help you on that journey to have a healthy baby. So what are you waiting for? Go and order now. You're going to love it, and I want to hear from you. Check out You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off Conception for Her, Conception for Him, and the Conception Bundle with the promo code FRASER20. That's FRASER, the numbers 20. The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it up into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians premieres May 23rd, streaming on Hulu. Want your life back? Order Hungry Root. It's actually as simple as that. Truly, Hungry Root is the best meal kit service I have ever worked with because they have meals that take 12 minutes. Guys, if you are a busy mom like I am, KJ now just started swim lessons. And on the night that he has swim lessons, we're not home until 6. I'm trying to make dinner, trying to get him rested and down for bedtime. When I see that number 12, and I know in 12 minutes I can have a healthy meal, I'm turned on, all right? You will be too. Hungry Root's website, so easy to use as well. You just go, you can type in a type of cuisine, or if you like chicken, or you can do preset where you tell them you're vegetarian, keto, or you're a meat lover. Right now, get 40% off. My listeners are getting 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/TSFS and get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/TSFS. Don't forget to use my link so they know who sent you and get 40% off right now and free veggies for life.
I wish she was coming back, if allegedly she isn't, because she has not confirmed it. If she's not coming back, I would have loved to see her come back because it was a waste of time. You know, like, we got nothing out of her besides this controversy with Dr. Wendy. So we weren't able to, like, get any dynamics of her marriage. We were not able to really see her extended family. I wasn't able to see her friends outside of the cast. She was reduced to being this controversial housewife that went up against Dr. Wendy about their heritage, which is low-hanging fruit, right? So if she's not coming back, I feel bad for her only because she may go down in history as one of the first season housewives that did not have a great impact on the show or on people. So that's number one. In terms of, and I don't want to butcher her name, is it?
Oh my God, did I say it wrong too? Probably.
Oh, no, you said it right. I'm going to butcher it. What was it?
Kierna. Oh God, we better be right.
No, you said it right. You said
all
it right.
Kierna. Okay. All right.
Well, yes, Kierna.
Oh dear God, I hope. I'm
her.
Pretty sure it's her, that. Yes, okay. You do.
Love
I
her.
Do too. I'm like, there's somebody with potential.
Yes. Love her. Gorgeous. Speaks up for herself. Isn't trying to be on anyone's team. You know, she did a good job at navigating the girls and her friendships with them. I like her a lot. So I saw that she is coming back as a friend at least. And I think that's very smart. And I love that. Look, the star of the show now is Mia Thornton. Let's be clear. Honey,
ooh.
I want all of Mia all of the time. Period, point in the blank. Give me Mia.
Wow. Okay, so from,
yeah.
So from what you're saying, I kind of had a theory a little bit. Is RHOP going on pause indefinitely? Are we done with the P? But doesn't sound like it from what you think.
No, it's not getting the Atlanta Housewives treatment of a pause. No. Because the thing with Atlanta Housewives, it was seasons upon seasons upon seasons of lackluster content, right? So a difficult decision had to be made in terms of really figuring out the next level of that show. Portia's back. King is back. 2 confirmed. Drew Sidora has not confirmed it, but she's coming back. And then Sheree's being cryptic with her return, so we don't know. Maybe friend up, maybe housewife, we don't know. But they're figuring it out because they need a new group of women.
Mm.
When it comes to Potomac, they don't deserve the pause treatment now because getting rid of Robin, Candace is leaving, and allegedly NECA is not going to be there. This season is make or break. Mm. And if they don't get it right this season, Sarah, I predict, and you heard it here first on the Sarah Fraser show, if this upcoming season of The Real Housewives of Potomac is not great, I will bet the farm it will go on pause.
Oh.
Yeah.
You heard it here first. And I said, yeah. That Mr. King's crystal ball, pretty accurate. The last time you were here, He has a direct contact to God. So you do.
I do.
I love your Sunday thoughts and your weekly thoughts. I got a lot I want to get through to you, and I know you're very busy. So, okay, so we think that that might be getting a we're not on pause yet. We're going back. RHOA, where can you give us any little juicy tidbit? Where are we at with RHOA? You did tell us about the cast, but are they currently filming yet? When do you think we'll see them back? Okay.
They're not filming yet. I heard they're going to film soon, though. This summer is what I'm hearing. They're not filming today. And I'm hearing that they're just now looking at new women and trying to finalize that piece of it, which I think is smart. Look, it was very smart and a step in the right direction to get Portia back. So that's thrilling, especially now with all of this controversy surrounding her impending divorce,
I guess,
from Simon.
Poor Simon. I mean, does Simon have two nickels to run together? Poor Simon. My God, the man's apparently broke.
Well, apparently he does. He's on a jacuzzi or jet ski or some yacht with like some hot girls. So it's like, girl, then he showed up his car in his garage. I'm like, is this a throwback Thursday, honey? Or is this today? Present tense. What is going on here, honey?
Bring back Dennis. Dennis is looking good. Dennis like did a little bit of a come up, that hot dog king. He, when he was on the show, he looked like a hot dog, but now he looks a lot hotter. He does. Didn't he? I mean, he looked like the he looked like the end of a hot dog. You know how corner sort of.
You think Dennis looked like an Oscar Mayer wiener?
Yeah, a little bit, but he's hot now. I've seen pictures. He looked like a little bratwurst, didn't he?
Hilarious. I can see it, the similarities.
But now he's looking like a, you know, he's looking like a slim cigarette. He's looking a lot better, I think.
Okay, a little Marlboro Lights, okay.
He's looking a little Marlboro Light, so I think she ought to get back with the Hot Dog King.
Do you want to see him and Portia back together?
Oh, my God. I don't know. Portia confuses me with the men. What is she looking for? It's so much. I think she just ought to embrace, you know, I just can't make it work, so make it a revolving door, which I'm sure she doesn't want for her kids.
Yeah.
It's, right? I mean, Simon, it was like so much fanfare and the wedding and all of the pomp and circumstance. We didn't even make it a year. I mean, aren't you embarrassed to send out all those invites and the gifts and the outfits? And now we, I mean, I don't know.
And I was there. I was at the wedding.
Oh, my God.
I went to the Nigerian wedding, the first one, because she had two. So, listen, as somebody who was at the wedding, I saw love there. I really did. She cried. He was beaming from ear to ear. And Portia's family were so tearful. It was a great wedding. I was with Gisele Bryant. You know, we had a great time. It was just, it was a great wedding. So I was shocked to hear this, that they were divorcing.
I can imagine. And there was no indication at the wedding, because I have been to weddings where the bride and they do all the things you're talking about. They go to the altar, they cry, they recite their vows. And then if you just observe, most of the night they don't spend together. They spend in opposite sides of the room. And I'm not talking like, you know, when you get married, you kind of have to do you go around to the tables.
Yeah.
But it is very obvious sometimes with couples, the ones that you're like, and then usually they make it more than a year. But I'm thinking of my cousin. She had this wedding and she was only married to him for like 2 years. And the second they were done, he was off smoking a joint with his friends. And she was.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Okay, right. I thought. And everybody at the wedding was like, this ain't going to last. I mean, there is no way. He couldn't wait to hit a joint and she's doing the rounds. And 2 years later, did you feel a little like it was off?
No, I'm telling you. It is funny because I was asked, which wedding do you want to go to? And I've been to a lot of American weddings, traditional weddings. So I was like, I've never been to a Nigerian wedding. So I'm like, girl, I want to go to the Nigerian wedding. And she said, okay, So I went to the first one. And my other thought was, I want to go to the first one because the first one is the real wedding, right? It's like, it's your first time saying I do. And I wanted to see the emotion, right? Not because I was suspecting that the wedding wasn't going to be authentic. I wanted to like really experience like the first time a woman says I do to her husband. Like, you want to be at that wedding, right?
Yes, yes.
So she was tearful and he was cheesing and her family were cheesing and crying and it was nothing Sarah Fraser. It was nothing but love in that room. Mm. Nothing but love. And we were dancing. I'm with Quad from Married to Medicine, Giselle Bryan from Potomac, and Shamia, her best friend, who's also a part of Atlanta Housewives. And we were just like dancing, like having fun. I didn't see anything outside of like love and fun.
All right, let's switch franchises here for a second. Talk to me about RHOBH, the story that's come out that Kyle Richards has been given an ultimatum by production. Show your relationship with Morgan Wade or you're toast. You know, I love it. You're a former producer of RHOA and of course still, you know, with many TV shows. But does production do that? Do you think that's true?
Okay. What is true is this. Before you start filming the upcoming season, producers do meet with the talent. You have a meeting to understand, okay, what's going on in your life right now so we can follow the reality. And within those conversations, of course, we're asking questions based on what happened the prior season. So in this case, the entire prior season of Beverly Hills Housewives was Kyle and Morgan's relationship. That's all they had going for themselves. So it is plausible that the producers are like, everybody was disappointed at the reunion when it was not revealed at all whether or not they were a girlfriend or girlfriend, right? And I want to make this very clear. You cannot force somebody to come out the closet. And I'm not saying Kyle is in the closet. I'm not saying Kyle is with Morgan. What I'm saying is I, along with the world, and I'm assuming you too, Sarah, we all believe that they're dating.
I want to see it, honey. I think they're a hot couple.
I think more. Listen, I call Morgan Jolene.
Oh my God, I love it.
Cause girl, you took somebody's woman away from them, girl. So no, Morgan, I'm joking. Clearly, I want to see it. You want to see it. The world wants to see it. Last season of Beverly Hills was lackluster compared to other seasons. We all watched every week because we thought, like, is this the episode where Kyle's going to say she's my girlfriend? And we all watched that three-part reunion that could have been one part because we all said, okay, is this the moment where she reveals they're dating? So when we did not get that, I think the producers saw the backlash from the audience. So, yes, it's plausible to believe they said, we need to see it. What is not plausible is an ultimatum. No.
Yeah.
No ultimatum was given. No.
You think Kyle is like, does Kyle have the golden, you know, just the gold status? Like, she's not getting canned. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Okay. What do you make of the rumor this past week that Mary Cosby called Lisa Barlow's son the R word? And if true, do you think she should be held to the same standard of some other housewives who have used racial terms? Or, I mean, is the R word on par with the N word like Ramona? What do you
Absolutely
think?
Absolutely not. And that's coming from the black person. So I can tell you now, listeners, okay, if you want it, and you can read me if you want to, child, the N word and the R word are two totally different initials in the alphabet for a reason, okay? And if you want to be technical, N comes before R, so N has precedence. Thank you. No, listen, the N word is rooted in violence and just a history of disgust and shame, and you it's god awful, right? And we're still healing from that as a nation. When it comes to the R word, we just learned a couple of years ago. Let's have a real conversation.
Oh yeah, growing up, come on, let's be real. I mean, we all use the R word. We called it friends, that, 100%. And everybody knew even back then. I mean, nobody, like, everybody knew the N-word was wrong. You know, yes, did eighth graders say it of all different colors? Yes. But, I mean, everybody knew
Yes, we all knew you weren't supposed to say it.
Right,
it was never like, we got away with it. You never got away with that word, ever, if someone of adult supervision heard you say it. Or someone of the black race. So, yeah. The R-word is a recent revelation in the past couple of years, I want to say, where we learned that you're not supposed to say it. And I won't ever say that word. Because of that, I am educated for the past couple of years to know that that word you cannot say. I had to tell somebody a few months ago, because I was doing a podcast, and this person said it live. And I said,
on the podcast? Hey, I know. No,
girl, on the podcast. And I'm like, hey, you're not supposed to say that word. And then people in the comments were like, you can't say that word. And she's over 40. And she was like, why not? What happened? And it was an innocence there.
Right.
So again, I'm not excusing Mary Cosby if she said it, allegedly. They were saying she said it. I'm not excusing it. If she said it, it's wrong. But to compare the visceral nature of the N-word to the R-word is apples and oranges.
Okay. Do you think, now that we're on Salt Lake, do you think it's ever possible? Because I have a theory about Salt Lake. I believe that Reality Vontis is gone because the women went to the producers and said, her or us. Does a cast ever have that power?
Not on a Carlos King show, they don't. Oh, okay. But I'm going to...
You would have wiped them all out. You would have said, okay, and today's your last day.
Yeah, because the thing is, you can't...
Really?
This is the thing. If I ever had a cast by majority say this person or us, I will call their bluff because I know all of you guys need the gig and the money. Unless it was Lisa Vanderpump, Adrian Maloof, Bethany Frankel, right? Like these women who are wealthy beyond imagination. When they say, I believe them. When Adrian said, fuck your reunion, fuck this show, I'm out. I'm Adrian Maloof. Like, I don't need it. You believe that. The Salt Lake City women just got popular. Like, let's be clear. We just started watching your show on a weekly basis because of Monica. I do believe that they gave an ultimatum in addition to, I do believe they used buzzwords like safe, you know, I don't feel safe, you know, whatever. Because in my opinion, I think some of them were so afraid of what Monica had on them. I think Monica knows so much about these ladies because you and I both know this. And if you don't know this, I'm telling you this. Housewives become friends with bloggers.
Hero Breads. Oh my gosh. Chef's kiss. Do you love carbs? I'm obsessed. Give me a croissant. Give me a tortilla, baby, every day, slathered with some hummus. Yes, please. And then a lot of veggies, a little turkey burger in it. Okay. That's my own proprietary sandwich. Thanks. Hero Breads right now offering 10% off. Go to hero.co. Enter the promo code TSFS. You are getting 10% off. Now, Hero Bread is so delicious and flavorful, soft, fluffy. In fact, so fluffy that KJ loves it, slathered with butter and cinnamon every day. They're known for their products to have 0 to 1 grams of net carbs, zero sugar, and high in fiber. So what are you waiting for? Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use the code TSFS at checkout. That's TSFS at HERO.CO. I know, which I feel like is such a fatal mistake. I don't even know why they do that, but they do. I mean, of course, I say that, and I'm friends with some of the Potomac women. They're probably friends.
You're not
with
a blogger,
because of
Sarah.
My podcast, right? But I mean, I know they all do it, and I'm like, why do you care that much?
I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
They need information, and they need to reveal information for the benefit. So our friend Evan Real at the New York Post, all the housewives love him. He's a handsome guy. He's a great journalist. He's a sweetheart. So when he revealed the T of the R word, how do you think he got that information?
Miss Barlow.
Thank you. Let me get this out so that the producers don't edit this out this show. Allegedly.
All right, two last questions. I also, here's another theory, unfounded theory. I believe there will not be another BravoCon until we figure out if these lawsuits are resolved, if what is happening with the future of these franchises. You obviously are much more of a TV pro than I am, but you know, television to some degree, the ratings are going down across the board. It's getting harder to get eyes and attention. I think that they are in trouble. Do you think there is going to be a BravoCon? Or do you think these lawsuits with Brandi Glanville and Carolyn Manzo and Leah McSweeney, I mean, do you think Andy, because my other part of this theory is Bravo will always exist. These reality shows are always going to exist. I just think that they want to become a little bit less visible, meaning I think they want to pull back. Pull Andy back. He'll still be on Watch What Happens Live. Let Andy be Andy. But I think they want to take a lot of the heat off. And in 8 months, we'll hear something about BravoCon being rebooted. And they're sort of trying these little mini vignettes that are going to happen around New York and LA. I think it becomes in 8 months, well, BravoCon's going to come to a city near you on a mini tour. I have no basis for this at all. But I just think, I feel like they're going the way a little bit of TLC, right? What TLC has done geniusly is like, we're putting out these shows that millions of people watch, but we're just a fly on the wall. We're a fly on the wall. We don't want any. And of course, they're up to all the same shenanigans that Bravo and Andy are up to. But people don't, they're not as out there. So I don't think you're not hearing the lawsuits. You're not hearing and I think it's by design. What are your thoughts?
So the thing is this. I definitely think BravoCon was put on pause, right, this year because of there's so much going on right now, like you said, with the legalities of these situations, the conversations, and just the talent and what's happening on these shows and blah, 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 blah. And I do agree with you that instead of putting a spotlight on it, right, Let's dim it at least for this year. I disagree in the sense of I think it will come back. I'll tell you why. I've never been to BravoCon. I've seen the videos. Have you been, Sarah?
Yes, I went for the first time this past year in Vegas, and I have to say I was like sucked in. I was in love. It was magical. It was amazing. Everybody was even 10 times more genius. Jeff Lewis and Andy and all the women on stage were great. It just couldn't have been better. It was so good.
Good. No, and I'm glad you went, because now you understand what I'm saying too, because you were there. Based on videos I saw, one thing I will say about Bravo, they have a built-in loyal following. I mean, So that's why I said I do believe it'll come back because of this. I think Bravo has done, I mean, it should be studied in college courses, how this baby network that used to show old reruns of like Sex and the City, right? How this network has ballooned into being the conversation when we think about cable reality shows, right? And no matter if you're on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, getting your hair done, on the subway, when people think of reality television, they think of Real Housewives. And when you have that much of a juggernaut, you have a loyal fan base, Sarah, and this is what I believe, who don't give a shit about what's being said over there, over there, over there. They want their experience. If that person is doing, like, if they can't come, fine. You know, like, okay, you now have 99 people I want to see. I want, you know, so I think when it comes to the cable, Bravo is the Disneyland of cable. It's the like Disneyland, and I'm gonna butcher this probably, is the most magical place in the world. And that's how the fans see it.
Lastly, do you have any advice for me when I walk into a room of people that I've talked shit about? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm kind of nervous to see Tamara Judge because David Yontif.
Why?
Well, David Yontif and I do a podcast together every week, and we refer to her as Tamrat. And we often say she's scurrying in a corner after Gouda. And so I'm about to do this.
Oh, my God. You know, that's my friend. Leave Tamara alone, bitch.
That's awkward. That's awkward. You know, I know you've walked into some rooms maybe where it was a little icy to see you. Any advice, Mr. King, for me when you walk into a room where you're perhaps. Does that ever happen to you?
I know, as you were saying, I'm trying to think, like, have I ever encountered? I'm going to tell you what happened.
You're welcome to everywhere. My God. Okay, these women, what? I know people are tuning into your show. So what is it about you then?
It's what you said an hour ago. I think because I color it with comedy, I'm going to tell you it's two things. And then I'm going to give you my advice to you.
Okay.
For me, I think people know that my heart is pure. Right? I'm not mean-spirited. I'm not the devil. Like, my heart is pure. And I also think they know, like, listen, he's in the business. And I'm being honest. Because I create shows, they're like, well, shit, if I get kicked off this show, I don't want to burn a bridge with Carlos King in case I can, like, get a show created from him. So I do have that going for myself.
Yeah.
It's a safety net. I haven't experience the cold shoulder from a reality star. I have it. The best story I would tell you, and I'm gonna give you your advice. The Lisa Rinna's last season on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I forgot what happened that entire season. But I could tell you, like, Diana Jenkins was on, and you know, she was being mean to Sutton, and then Kyle stepped in and was like kind of being mean to Sutton and kissing ass. Long story short, I was very vocal about Kyle. Stop kissing ass. Get your head out the ass, whatever. Next thing I know, Kyle Richards started following me. And I said, oh, I'm sure she heard some of my colorful commentary. So I think people know when you're just being funny and cheeky. Now, when it comes to you and David, David, who I love, and he's our friend, David is much more saucier than you. You know, he'll David always prefaces with this: I don't give a fuck. I don't care about these. I don't care. Like me or not, I don't care. I think you do care, Sarah. And I think the difference with you is you're like me. You're coloring with comedy. So I will say this. If you're at a BravoCon or at a restaurant and you see somebody who may have heard you talk shit about them, this is what I do. Hi. Like, I make sure to let them know, like, I'm warm. Like, it's all good. If they see fear, or they see your, this is the thing. They're waiting on you to be a bitch to them.
To their face. Yeah.
Yeah, like scowling. You know, but if you say, hey, you know, it lets their guard down because reality stars are very sensitive.
And care, you know, I've learned this over the years, and you've known this longer than I have, but they care way more than you think, you know, way more. It's
for
just
sure.
To me, I'm like, you know, you've already made it. You've made it. You've been on this show for 4 seasons. Why do you care? Why are you on Reddit? And you and I know mutual podcasters that we have in common, and they go on Reddit and all these places. And why are you doing this? You're making money. You have a beautiful family. These people would never say this to your face, but you do learn they care more. They listen more than you think. And to your point, I feel the way you do in the sense, I actually genuinely don't dislike anybody on reality TV. I mean, you know, I dislike moments, but I mean, of course I know they're getting a certain edit.
That's key. Not to cut you off. That's key. You dislike moments. You don't dislike them as a human because we don't know them that deeply.
Correct. Like Tamara to me is always given this edit of kind of seeming like a little bit of a bitch, like, and being hard around the edges. And, you know, so she's harder for me to, you know, warm up to, I would say, because I don't see it as much in a lot of her scenes, you know, and now currently she's being portrayed as the Tres Amigas problem. But that's, you know, again, that's one edit that she's had. So, you know, but the other thing is, right, a lot of people in our business think they're going to be friends with all these celebrities. And I always say, I don't dislike them, but I don't want to be their friends. I don't want to hear your problems. I got enough of my own. I got a 3-year-old son. You think I don't want you calling me are you kidding? So it's like, if Tamara hates me, well, Tamara hates me. I mean, you know, whatever.
No, and they'll call you. And you'll be on the phone minimally 45 minutes.
All right, bring up your messages. Now, who have you got to address after this? Who's called? All right, listen, now send us off with showing us who's called you already. Is Portia need advice today? What's going on? Call the king.
With me is
call the king. I don't want to hear it.
I'm friends with everybody. Tamara Judge is my good friend.
Okay.
And she has a good sense of humor.
Oh, really? God, I'd like to see her do a stand-up show. That'd make me feel more...
She'll be fine.
All right. Look, Carlos...
You'll be fine.
Okay, thank God. Oh, my God. I'm getting very sweaty here in Hollywood. Very, like, horrible BO. I walk into these rooms and I can tell they're like, oh, that bitch.
I know you're like, the pits.
The pits are so bad. Carlos King, Reality with the King, puts out multiple episodes every single day. Love and Marriage, the franchise that you know and love, Huntsville to Washington, D.C. You're going on tour. My family in love is in Washington, D.C. May 12th. You can get tickets to his live show. He just sold out. And these shows, you guys, you got to watch the videos. They are twerking. Someone comes on stage and sings a Whitney Houston song. My God, it's an A-list guest. I mean, they're doing things in the audience. I mean, people are having such a great time. So buy your tickets. I know you're going to be sold out. You also have an Atlanta show coming this month. No, you did the Atlanta show.
Yeah, I have a DC show coming, like you said, May 12th. It's Mother's Day, so I'm having a Mother's Day brunch at the Harbor Theater with the cast of Love and Marriage DC, and I'm making more announcements, but I think next week.
Oh my God, I love you, my friend. Thank you for coming on. I'm telling you, you bring me so much joy. I also look up to you. I'm like, you've had so much success, so I can only hope to emulate that continuing, and I wish you nothing but the best. You're just such one of the good ones. I love it.
Well, thank you, Sarah. You know, I'm always here for you, sister. So whatever you need, I'm here. I love you. When I'm back in LA, we have to like meet face to face, girl.
Please, please. I would love to. And I always have 10,000 show ideas I want to run by you. So yes.
Yeah, let's have a little Ponderosa.
Yes. Bye, Carlos.
Love you.
Love you.
Recording stopped.
All right. I want to take a quick photo and go rest, you poor guy.
All good.
So much fun. Okay, here we go. And
it was a good episode.
3, 2, 1. Okay. Have a great weekend. Please
you too,
let
baby.
Me know when you're out here. I will be at your
I
show.
I promise I will. I promise.
Okay. Bye. Thank
I
you.
I love you, baby.
Love you too. Bye, gorgeous.